Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from high atop the ice surface at MTS Center. We welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. The Jets and the Canucks game just having ended a few minutes ago. The Winnipeg Jets victorious by a score of 5-4 this afternoon here at MTS Center. In, you know, we entered when we were on air with the Illegal Curve hockey show about 8 hours ago. We thought this would be more of a tight-checking affair where the Jets would have to succeed by grinding down low and, you know, using their forecheck to their advantage. It was anything but a grinding affair, quite open-ended, a little bit of pond hockey this afternoon at MTS Center. And, you know, it's not pretty. It's not a masterpiece. Paul Maurice probably has a fair bit of heartburn as a result of the game. But the important part is the Jets got two clean points in their quest to get into the Western Conference playoffs.
Game you had to win, game you should win, the game that they did win. I don't think, actually, they deserved to win.
No.
I thought Vancouver had the better of the chances. Drew, you're right. They opened it up, and Jets aren't talented enough to open it up. There's not enough top-end skill to be playing like that. You know, I thought the game was entertaining. It was fun to watch. I wish more games would be like this. And to your point, you know, Paul Maurice, I'm sure, didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fans got their money's worth today in terms of chances and goals and turnovers and things like that. But yeah, if the Jets play anything like that in St. Louis and Minnesota on Monday, St. Louis on Tuesday, the playoffs will be look far, far away on Wednesday.
Yeah, you
so
can't.
You have, and I think Paul Maurice has the best opportunity here, is that he has a good opportunity to be able to tell his team they can't play that way to win, but yet they won.
Right.
And he knows how important. You know, if you say that in the middle of the season, they may not listen. It may fall on deaf ears. But here, with the games in Minnesota and St. Louis that are just so important, they're going to listen, and you get the 2 points. So you'll take it. But, boy, a few posts, three breakaways, three posts. I mean, and so the Jets had good chances too, don't get me wrong. But I think they're lucky to get out of here with 2 points. One, what I thought would have been lucky. So
Jets opened the scoring at the 4:34 mark of the first period. Jim Slater with his second in two games and third in four games and his fifth on the season. Mm-hmm. Assist to Jiří Tlusti and Toby Enstrom. This is, you know, Slater's goal. He had the initial shot, and then Tlusti slid the rebound over to him to put it into the empty net.
Yeah, you know, it could have been icing, I thought. I don't know if it was tipped or not. I didn't think it was. Could have been icing. Tlusti comes in on the forecheck, Drew, mans up with Spezza. Creates the room for Slater to come up. Slater shoots the puck, kind of just puts it on net, and Tlusti makes a nice play, and Lyndon Vay, the puck goes, you know, Slater kind of goes around the net, and Lyndon Vay loses his guy. And his guy is Slater. I didn't think Lyndon Vay played a very good game, actually. He loses Slater. Slater's on the opposite side, puts it in the net, 1-0.
Yeah, and it was the start the Jets needed, obviously. We talked about it this morning, the importance of jumping out to an early lead, obviously. You know, I can say that every game, but this was extra important for the Jets because they were the more desperate of the two teams entering the game, and they certainly started that way by getting that goal early in the game. It was a game where goals came fast and furious, and it only took another 50 seconds afterwards before the Jets made it 2-0 and got their first two-goal lead of the game. We'll come back to that later on. Michael Frolik with his 18th of the season, assist to Brian Little and Matthew Perreault on this play. It starts with a good zone entry, and then just rebound by the Jets.
Yeah, Brian Little is actually able to beat Alex Edler off the rush, which creates space. He's got good speed. Chris Tanev takes Perreault, and nobody gets back to take Michael Frolik. So Frolik's able to get the rebound goal on that. That's really a goal created by Brian Little, though. The speed and able to create the space on Edler creates kind of a chasing situation. I didn't see which Canuck was the one who missed his guy there, but Frolik was the trailer, I believe, and put in the rebound.
It was.
I remember of all the nine goals we saw.
So. Nine goals, actually. And you're right, it was a third chance there.
Yeah.
You know, Little had the initial shot, Perreault came in, jammed it on Lack as well.
Yes, okay, puck, yes, that's right. Yes,
puck
yes,
came
yes,
out
yes.
to Frolik, who was
think,
able
I
to...
I didn't think that was interference. I thought Perreault was pushed in by Tanev. Okay, yeah. No, that was all created by Little, but good effort by Perreault to go to the net. Kind of a weird mix. I thought a weird mix there. I guess it was, you know, shuffling the lines there for, you know, in the middle of a change.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that the Jets went to the net there. And then Frolik was pretty active today.
Yes, he was. Jets have a 2-0 lead within the first 5.5 minutes of the game, which is exactly what the doctor ordered. And you're thinking, you know, things are going well. Well, the Canucks, you know, they were, like you said, Richard, the Canucks were a very good team today, probably the better of the two teams all in all.
They moved the puck better for sure.
Yeah. and they get on the board on the power play. Henrik Sedin with his 18th of the year. Assist to Alex Edler and Daniel Sedin on this one. It's a bank shot off the end boards.
It's a pretty simple play, Drew. I don't think the bank shot was necessarily intentional, although I could be wrong. What I saw there was Daniel Sedin with a pass up top. Everything's okay over there. Daniel Sedin with a pass up top to the on the blue line on the power play to Alex Edler. Alex Edler takes a shot. It bounces off the backboards. And Henrik Sedin goes from Andre Pavlik's left to behind Andre Pavlik, gets the puck off the boards and tucks it in. And now you might want to say, oh, Pavlik's got to be able to wear all that stuff. Yeah, Trouba's also got to be able to seal that corner. Because Sedin goes from, I guess it'd be, looking at who else is out, Stewart's side to Trouba's side. So communication there with the goaltending and the defenseman wasn't great. Made it look a little bit easy, 2-1.
And also the perils of fronting there in that the player, usually it's the puck that gets behind you, but the player on this time gets behind you as well.
Yeah, if you're fronting, you don't get the puck, you have a problem, but you still need to get the player. You need to be, not get the player, you have to be aware of where the player is.
That's right.
They lost track of him.
That's right, they absolutely did.
Trouba Stewart was not their finest moment today.
There was a lot of Jets who this wasn't their finest moment for. The defense especially was...
It's good to get the 2 points if you're the Jets fan, because
you don't play that well and you still get two clean two, you'll take that, no questions asked. 8 minutes later, 17:37 mark of the first period, Daniel Sedin gets his 17th of the year, assist to Radim Vrbata and Dan Hamhuis on this one. It's a we talked about sort of Jacob Trouba's recent struggles, and they sort of continued again today. This was this goal starts on a Trouba turnover in his own zone.
Henrik Sedin made the pressure play, and Trouba turned the puck over and around the net there. Hamhuis gets at the top of the blue line, moves it over to Vrbata on his off wing. Vrbata has really nice patience over to Daniel Sedin for the goal. But yeah, so I mean, what you have is pressure on the forecheck causing a turnover, which is exactly what happened. Trouba had his moments today where he played all right offensively. I thought it took some initiative, but defensively, again, the decision making and the turnovers. And again, I'm saying that with high expectations for a player that I think is exceptionally talented.
Sure.
And is going through struggles in his sophomore year. I don't think this is anything
no
to be overly concerned
here.
About. No, there's no panic button, but I'm just it's what's happening. It needs to be pointed out, in my opinion.
I agree with you there. 36 seconds later, so good on the Jets for their quick response to the tying goal. Lee Stempniak gets his 13th of the season and his first of the game. Assist to Matthew Perreault and Tyler Myers. Just a beautiful pass by Matthew Perreault, feathering it through through the eye of the needle onto Stempniak's stick.
Yeah, it was nice. Play Drew, but play really starts with Tyler Myers. He gets the puck through the neutral zone, is able to create space, and then gets the puck over to Perreault. It's good patience, but Myers drives the net. By driving the net, you create room. And when he creates the room, Stempniak goes back door. Lyndon Vay blows his coverage again and lets Stempniak get back. Stempniak obviously played a good game, was first star. But nice pass, as you mentioned, by Perreault, nice patience. But Tyler Myers really keying the transition game there for the Jets.
Yeah, if you liked goals and you wanted an exciting period.
Goals. I like the game.
Sure. It's entertaining.
I have a hard time watching the 2-1 garbage.
Well, this was certainly a end-to-end trading chances.
Yeah,
it was river hockey.
You get to see plays.
Yeah.
People are making plays today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know coaches hate when people make plays and don't dump the puck in the corner. People make plays.
That's right. 5 goals in the first period, and the Jets end the first with a 3-2 lead. They make it 4-2 at the 19:04 mark of the second period.
Yeah, and really, the first 10 minutes of the second was kind of your quiet point in this game, but there wasn't much quiet point.
No, you're right. The first 10 minutes, not much happened. Yeah. It takes until the last minute, and that's when everything happened.
Yeah.
Mark Scheifele gets his 15th of the year, assist to Blake Wheeler and Jacob Trouba, and this is a bad goal by Eddie Lack.
You know, Scheifele turns a corner, kind of puck gets popped around a bit, and Scheifele turns the corner, shoots it through Edler, but kind of Edler's not really through him, and Lack just misses it under his right arm.
Yeah.
It's a terrible goal.
It's not like it was one of Mark Scheifele's good wrist shots.
No, he has a great wrist shot, but that was a terrible goal. That was, if you're looking at a one-goal game with all the crazy plays, I mean, that was an awful one.
Yeah.
But hey, you'll take it. You put the puck on net, and you're up 4-2.
Good things happen. 4-2 for the Jets with a minute to go in the second period. And you think, okay, they're going to be able to get out of the period and head into, after 40 minutes, head into the dressing room with a 2-goal lead. Well, they certainly fell asleep right off the face-off, and it takes 8 seconds for the Canucks to make it a 1-goal game again. Alex Burrows with his 17th of the year, assist to Kevin Bieksa and Lucas Pisa.
Enstrom loses his guy on the coverage in the neutral zone and gets burned by Burrows, who can skate. And Burrows throws nice patience on the forehand, dekes out Pavlik. Paddock was left on an island all night.
Yeah.
This Enstrom needs to read that situation. He needs to not allow Burrows to get on his inside and behind him. Never mind after a goal and all that, off the center draw. In general, you can't. He actually had support on the inside and lost his guy. So that was a poor play by Enstrom.
The numbers aren't good for Andre Pavlik in the game today in terms of save percentage, but there were a number of huge saves he made early in the game, even in the first period, Verbata breakaway.
Horvat breakaway, Verbata breakaway, hit a three posts, great couple of chances guys cutting to the net. I don't know. I saw that game, and I saw a heck of a lot of chances against the guys, so I'm not going to – and they got the win. Yeah, if you're the coach, that's what's most important.
So it's 4-3 for the Jets after 40 minutes. They get their third two-goal game at the at the 9:36 mark. Lee Stempniak with his 14th assist to Matthew Perreault. Perreault with a three-assist night. Stempniak with the two goals as well. A nifty play in tight. Nice hands by Lee Stempniak.
Yeah, Tanev gets double-teamed on the forecheck, and Stempniak's one of the guys, and the puck comes up to the blue line, and Stempniak's behind Tanev. And Tanev's got to be aware. Similar to how Truba's got to be aware of the guys behind him, Tanev's got to be aware. And he loses to Stempniak. Stempniak gets it. So he's behind him, gets to the net first. And beautiful hands. Tucks it right. 5-hole on Lack. Beautiful goal.
Yeah. 5-3 for the Jets. And the Canucks, you know, they pull Eddie Lack with about 3 minutes to go in the game.
I like that call.
And it certainly works, because with 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the game, Alex Burrows gets his second of the game, assist to Daniel Sedin and Henrik Sedin, and just a pretty, pretty passing play. The Sedins are still worth paying to watch play hockey.
They are. They were beautiful to watch tonight, I thought. Two best players on the ice. Burrows gets a goal here, Drew, as you mentioned, but Verbata gets over to Henrik Sedin, and gets over to Daniel Sedin, and Daniel Sedin beats Brian Little. I always get the scenes mixed up.
I know.
But especially
you're not alone.
In the notes, but Brian Little gets beat to the net by Daniel Sedin. And then Truba has to help a little bit to take away the space in the middle. When he helps a little bit, he leaves Burrows. Burrows on the side of the net. Beautiful pass by Daniel Sedin. Burrows tucks it in. 5-4. They throw Lack back in the net. And they get a glorious scoring chance as Chris Higgins hit the post.
With a minute 15 to go, Higgins hits the post, and that was the second or the third post that the Canucks hit today. And
tonight would be, this afternoon, excuse me, would be cause for concern about poor play at the end of games. The other ones didn't concern me as much. Third period, flow. There was a complete fire drill up there with the Jets tonight. And they have to shore that up, play a little more of a confident hockey.
Yeah.
I know they got caught with the icing at the end, and they couldn't get the faceoff guys they necessarily want to. I know Enstrom left the game. I don't know if he came back.
He didn't. That's worth noting, is that Enstrom...
So you're throwing party out there, but...
We're not sure what the injury is. It looked like, if you can read lips, there are some people in the press box who said the trainer came to Maurice and said his shoulder popped out and popped back in. We don't know that for sure, of course, but that's what some of the people in the press box were.
Up here, look down there.
Hey,
and they read the lips, and they heard that. And
you're criticizing Eddie Tate? You're saying Eddie Tate doesn't know what Eddie Tate saw?
I mean, I'm not
sure. He might have been watching on TV even also.
Yeah, maybe that was a little more. I'm going to look down here in the press box. I'm going to see the coach. The trainer talked to the coach and read his lips.
Nah. Well, you have bad eyesight, though.
Maybe on TV.
Yeah. Anyways, the point is Toby Enstrom left the game with what appeared to be some sort of injury. There was a dispute, whatever it was. Jets had
They're not going to tell us anyways.
No, of course they're not going to tell us. Long story short, the Jets get the 2 points that they needed.
You sound like you got a rush. You got to go to dinner or something?
Remus has a dinner. I have a dinner. But
Remus got a dinner, eh? So let's talk about the fourth goal again.
That's okay, Remus. We'll look at the time on ice very quickly. Tyler Myers, 27 minutes and 6 seconds for the Jets. Jacob Trouba, 2019, which isn't far off what we speculated on.
We said
illegal curve today.
22, 23.
Yeah, so it was 27 and 20.
We're kind of right.
Anyways, it was a 5-4 Jets victory.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
It was a fun game. They head out on the road.
More of them should be like that.
Monday in Minnesota, Tuesday in St. Louis, Thursday in Colorado. We'll find out if next Saturday and the Calgary Flames 1 week from today means anything, or it means a battle for a playoff spot. For analyst Richard Pollock and producer Michael Remus, for Dave Minuk and Ezra Ginsberg, getting audio in both the Jets and the Canucks dressing room, I'm your host, Drew Mandel. Thanks for listening. This has been the Illegal Curve post-game podcast.